Nobody keeps a notebook in their back pocket that keeps track of all the things that I've done for you and all the things you've done for me, right? Well, I did 7 things for you this month. You've only done 1 for me. Like, it's time to like pay back, right? That's not what friendship is. Friendship is not equal that way. I may do 100 things for you and you've done nothing for me. But the reason I call you friend and the reason I love you and care about you is because I know deep inside I have this undying trust, this undying belief that the one time I need you, without a shadow of a doubt, I know you'll be there for me. And so the whole thing feels completely equitable. Mm-hmm. And that's karma, which is, it's not a score that I'm keeping. It's that I continue to give because I know the one time where it really matters in life that others will be there for me. But our very survival depends, literally, it is dependent upon our ability to serve each other. Our individual selves, we are finite. You know, we're born, we die. There's a beginning, middle, and end, and that's it. And where we are infinite is how we touch the lives of others. It's our progeny, it's our friends, it's our colleagues, it's our coworkers, it's our bosses, it's those who work with us and for us. You know, the impact that we can have in their lives, the values that we pass on, how we raise them up and celebrate them, that's what lives on beyond us. Yeah. And the impact that we have, the infinite life that we can only live through others. And it's not the medals that we won, and it's not the scores that we achieved. But rather, it's how we inspired following generations to continue to carry the torch that we may have lit or just carried ourselves that was given to us. That's what it means to live an infinite life, that it lives on through others. And again, it goes back to paradox. It's this beautiful, the hardship of life is this balancing act of sort of advancing myself, my ego, my ambition, which is okay, but it has to be in service to something greater than myself, because that's where I truly live an infinite life. We're in this thing called life with others, whether we like it or not. And this is my definition of faith. Faith is the understanding that we are on a team, even when we don't know who all the other players are. And you just have to trust that other people will be there for you, even if you don't know who they are, and some of them you do. And likewise for others, that you are on someone else's team. Everyone you interact with on a daily basis, and some you don't, you are on their team even if they don't know you are. And so give people faith in the human race. Give people faith that people are kind and good. You know, be that team member. We've put massive pressure on a young generation that they have to have everything figured out by themselves, do it all themselves, work hard, have a vision, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Know your purpose, which is, by the way, no human being is strong enough to do that alone. And we've forgotten the value of service, you know, service to our fellow human beings, service to our community. You know, there's just sort of a decline in the sense of taking care of each other. And the great irony is, as social animals, we only thrive as individuals when we also take care of each other. To what end is the question I would ask. To what end? You know, you want to make money. To what end? You want to get a promotion. To what end? So you can retire. You know, they're not going to write the last balance in your bank account on your tombstone. You know, nobody wants the title on their last business card on their tombstone. We want to be remembered for the kind of people we were. You know, devoted husband, loving mother. This is the kind of people we were, and yet we forget about that. Dr. Carse, Mr. James Carse, who in the mid-1980s articulated these two types of games, finite games and infinite games. A finite game is defined as known players, fixed rules, and an agreed upon objective, football, baseball. There's always a beginning, middle, and an end. And if there is a winner, necessarily there has to be a loser. And then you have infinite games. Infinite games are defined as known and unknown players, which means new players can join at any time. The rules are changeable, which means everyone can play however they want. And the objective is to perpetuate the game, to stay in the game as long as possible. Turns out we're players in infinite games every day of our lives. There's no such thing as winning global politics. There's no such thing as winning education. You can come in first for the finite amount of time you're at school, because there's an agreed upon metric system and there's agreed upon standards as to what first looks like, but nobody wins education. Nobody gets declared the winner of careers. And there's definitely no such thing as winning business or winning politics. You can win an election, but you can't win politics. But if we listen to the language of so many of our leaders, it becomes abundantly clear that they don't know the game they're playing in. They talk about being number one, being the best, or beating their competition. Based on what? Based upon what agreed upon objectives, metrics, or timeframes. And this is a serious problem, because when we play with a finite mindset in an infinite game, when we play to win in a game that has no finish line, there are some consistent and predictable outcomes. The big ones include the decline of trust, the decline of cooperation, and the decline of innovation. And when you talk about modern day politics, what do we see? Nothing short of decline of trust and decline of cooperation. They're not working together for the greater good. They're working together to see themselves reelected, whether as an individual or as a party, to stay in power. And sometimes that means doing things that will actually hurt us, the general population, the voter, to protect themselves or protect their images. There is no sacrifice for the greater good. Are you kidding? And the big joke is, there's no such thing as winning or losing in those games anyway. When you embrace the infinite mindset, it actually does lead to finite success. And then why don't people do it? To live a life with an infinite mindset, the problem is those accomplishments are not predictable in time. And we live in a world where we really not only want things, but need things. Our whole incentive structures in our companies, the election cycles, everything is set up that you have to show success by this date, by this time. And the infinite game just doesn't work that way, which is it's like riding a bicycle. It's like every single kid can learn how to ride a bicycle. It doesn't matter anything. You can learn how to ride a bike. There's a process. You have to start with training wheels. Take one wheel off, you take two wheels off. One of your parents is holding the back of the seat. At some point they'll let go. You'll look down, you'll freak out, you'll fall over, you know? And if you just go through this process, 100% of kids will learn how to ride a bicycle. The problem is I don't know how long it takes. Right. Some kids will learn quickly, some kids will learn slowly. You know, every kid learns how to walk. Every kid learns how to talk. Parents compare. How long did yours take to walk? Mine's a little slow, right? It's okay, there is a process. And 100% of the time it works. And the fear we have is to trust the process. And so we hijack the process for the short-term game while doing long-term damage to ourselves or organizations, rather than simply trusting the process, working out, all of these things. If you trust the process, 100% of people will get into shape. If you simply work out for 20 minutes a day, 100%. But I just don't know when. That intense surge of dopamine that you get when we win is highly addictive. And because the feeling does go away, you're right, nobody is celebrating hitting that goal from a year ago. Like, the feeling's gone, right?
Yeah.
But the problem is that because it feels so good, we think that the only way to feel good is to get another hit, get another hit, get another hit, get another hit, which is how addiction works.
Right.
And so what purpose does is it contextualizes those things. What purpose does, the purpose is the infinite part where I can celebrate. There's nothing wrong with the celebration, but I understand there's still a lot of work to be done. You know, that this will go forever. And the funny thing is we're so obsessed with the finite. I mean, take exercise as a great example of the analogies we should be using. So you want to be healthy. Great. There's a whole list of things you have to do. You've got to exercise, you've got to eat right, you've got to get sleep, you've got to nurse your personal relationships. The list goes on and on and on. You can't do them all perfectly all the time. Some of that causes stress, but you got to kind of like try and do as best you can. So pick one of them, exercise, right? There's nothing wrong with having a finite game within that. And so we get to exercising and doing the work and we weigh ourselves every day. And if we have a good day, we feel all great. And if we have a bad day, we feel all down. And if you hit your goal on the right date, on the right time, you feel amazing. This feeling of incredible success, except you have to keep exercising for the rest of your life. Like, it's not over, right? It's just one of the steps, it's one of the milestones, but you have to keep at it. And what happens if you miss your goal? Nothing. Nothing happens, right? In fact, you're way healthier now than you were when you started, and you'll probably hit your goal in 2 or 3 more months if you just keep at it. And the problem is we prioritize those that hit the number on the date, and we ignore those that are building good teams with good relationships and good product and good service and we don't reward those people, even though we can see they'll hit their numbers in 13 months instead of 12. And all of the choices we make, the finite choices we make, have to be in service to health, right? We can't just win for now, and if I create problems, I'm going to be retired. It's not my problem, it's yours. We can't do that.